Tina here with Tech with Tina, and via Spike, I've got Brian Martell, who's the co-founder of Gearbox. And yes, I dare say it, he is here to talk about Duke Nukem Forever actually hitting store shelves on May 3rd. And Brian, we have to get right into it.
Yeah.
10 years, 11 years, 12 years, going on 13 years. What happened in the last 12 years since we've last seen Duke?
Well, obviously, there's been a lot of work being done on the game. We've been working with 3D Realms recently to acquire Duke Nukem from them. And so the guys, you know, as you may remember from some of the story where these 3D Realms had to close down after a lot of time had gone on. And the Triptych guys had continued to work on the product. And so we worked with these guys to finally finish the game and bring it to shelves for May 3rd.
What's your personal history with Duke Nukem?
Well, I had been working in the industry for a while at MicroProse and had decided to come down to Texas and go work at 3D Realms. And on my first day there, I met my current partner, Randy Pitchford, and we started Gearbox together. But I met him there at 3D Realms. And he was more of a level designer type of person, and I was an artist. And so we were paired together to kind of work on the levels at the time. So we worked on Duke Nukem at the time, and then we worked on Shadow Warrior, and then we decided to leave and start our own thing, and eventually starting Gearbox Software together.
And how excited are you to finally see this day after 12 years of really wanting, you know, Duke Nukem to come back out?
Yeah, it's mind-blowing, really. For us, you know, we had been working on it before, and before we actually left 3D Realms, we were actually working on Duke Nukem Forever, doing some of the R&D things. We went off and started our own company, have made all the games that we've been making. Meanwhile, this game's been going on, right?
Yeah.
And so for us, this is sort of like a homecoming of bringing this game back to, you know, everybody. This is, you know, for us a really personal thing to have worked on it originally and then to now to finally actually bring it back.
So, Brian, technology has changed so much, you know, in the last 12 years. How difficult is it to develop a game that keeps getting postponed and the technology continues to change so rapidly?
Yeah, that was an interesting challenge for sure. This game has been, you know, has gone through a number of different technologies, from the original build engine through the Quake engine, then into various versions of Unreal, until finally these guys have really engineered the game in and around Unreal and then, you know, obviously keeping up with modern technology as far as rendering techniques and those kind of things. And the other part of that was that the game was being developed primarily for a PC before we were able to come in and sort of help it out. So there was a lot going on with this kind of game that was not necessarily geared for that. So that was one of the things that we're expert at is delivering games on multi-platform. And so we put a lot of that expertise into getting it to be able to fit on the consoles.
Awesome. And tell me a little bit about the story mode. Where does it pick up?
Well, it picks up a number of years after Duke has saved the world, right? And so at this point, it's, you know, the aliens have come back again to steal our chicks. I mean, you know, it's Duke Nukem. So it's one of these really deep sort of, you know, cinematic experiences. Not really. It's Duke Nukem. You know, it's what you expect. It is, you know, it's a light, fun, sort of harks back to the old days of these kinds of games. And it has just tons of action, puzzles, you know, all the things that you would expect out of sort of that generation of games that we're sort of missing in current games these days.
Well, that actually brings up a good point, because there's actually going to be a generation of gamers who probably have never even heard of Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
And then those of us that are a little bit older that have played past Duke Nukem. So what's sort of in it for both of us? Will I be getting some sort of nostalgic moments of Duke back in the day? And how do the new gamers pick up sort of what they don't know?
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, it will be, and the nostalgia will definitely be a part of it. But for a lot of the new sort of players, those folks will probably find that this game is really different than the kinds of games that they're sort of used to playing these days. It has a little more depth in some of the sort of puzzles. And I just think they're in for a new sort of experience that maybe they haven't found in contemporary games.
Cool. And then finally, before I let you go, tell me that it's worth the wait, and what should I be the most excited about with regards to playing it?
Wow, the most excited part. I think it's just really getting back to being with Duke and being Duke again is the thing to be the most excited about. Everything that you expect from him is there, and it's, you know, plus it's just exaggerated at this point.
Yeah. Well, I got to hand it to you guys. The industry's been making fun of it for a long time, but beat down, everyone can't wait for it to come out. And I love the trailer that I think, I can't remember what the last tagline, but you guys make fun of the fact that it's been a long time, but we're psyched to get our hands on it. And congratulations. I'm holding my breath till May 3rd on the off chance the truck ends up in the ocean that's got all the games on it. But May 3rd, I believe I will have my hands on Duke Nukem Forever. So good luck to you guys for sure.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And enjoy it when it comes out.
We sure will. Duke right. Nukem Forever, May 3rd.